Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. There's a big push to get the silos at Quirindi painted in a bid to boost the local economy. The Quirindi Solo Art Committee launched a petition last week to garner support for the silos to be painted with a goal of 1,000 signatures. They're almost there with around 900 as of this afternoon. That petition is on change.org, but there's also a physical one making the rounds of the Liverpool Plains Shire as well. The committee wants the silos to be spruced up and added to the never-ending list of silo art destinations to bring more tourists to town. Contrary to reports going around, the Maitland markets will be continuing in 2021. The Maitland markets had announced the permanent closure at the showground on their Facebook page last night as the contract had come to an end. That contractor had been running the markets for 40 years. But the Maitland show has confirmed today that the markets will be going ahead next year as a new contractor has taken up the job. Tenders were in fact advertised in July this year. The new operator starts on March 1st, 2021. Heads up, Musselbrook, there's some major roadworks being finished off today and tomorrow. It's happening on Brook Street between Carl Street and the King Street roundabout. All the guttering is finished, but it's the finishing touches like putting down hot mix that will be done over the next day or two. Deputy Mayor Rod Scholes says there will be some inconvenience while the work is finished off.
And the street itself will be blocked off when the major works are happening because there's a lot of cutting out of old material and placement of new asphalt. So there will be impacts on the locals in the next 2 days, but when we're finished, we'll have a lovely bit of road that's been a bit of a problem for quite a few years.
And 8 local volunteer groups in New England will be sharing in $2.7 million from the federal government. The grants awarded are between $1,000 and $5,000 and will enable local organisations to better support their volunteers to purchase small equipment, pay for fuel, transport and training costs. Of the 8 includes Merriwarm Men's Shed, who've received $2,800, the Tamworth Mountain Bikers, who've received $3,500, and the Walker Show Society, that's gotten $5,000. The next round of volunteer grants is expected to open mid next year. In under-13s representative cricket, the Tamworth youngsters represent the Tamworth Blue under the Central North banner, suffering a 34-run loss in a decider against Maitland over the weekend. Meantime, in the under-15s decider, Maitland beat Narrabri by 223 runs. And that's your latest in local news and sport.